Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kate, this is insane. Yes. How long did your friend go not washing her sheets, and what was the bet that you made with her?
I found out when she moved in, because we were roommates for a while, and I was wondering why she never needed the laundry for her bedding, and she said she only washed her sheets maybe every 3 or 4 months.
Oh, months!
And she saw nothing wrong with it. So finally, I bet her, I bought her a set of white sheets. And I bet her, sleep on that, treat those like you do your regular sheets for 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then if you can look me in the eye and tell me that that's not disgusting, at the end of 2 weeks, I will give you $200 cash.
Oh, wow.
She could not look me in the eye.
And did
she looked at the white sheets, and she was absolutely horrified.
Oh. So that's what she saw. That's what she saw.
I need to wash the stink sheets.
And the girls. So you didn't have to ever pay her the $200.
Nope.
Wow.
Because she couldn't look me in the eye and tell me that that was okay. How much dirt was actually on them.
Well, and I think, you know, for people that don't go for a really long time, is it because it's kind of an out of sight, out of mind thing? I mean, it's typically dark when you're in bed and you don't think about it and you get up and go on your day.
Yeah. And when people come over to visit, you're cleaning up the kitchen, the living room. Nobody goes to your bed. So you're like, I don't need to clean that,
and
right?
You, if you make the bed, you cover it up, out of sight, out of mind.
It's all, yeah. Nobody sees anything.
Oh, wow. I don't know that anybody's going to admit that they've gone that long, but if you have, you know we'd love to hear from you. You can be anonymous when you text, or you can stay anonymous when you call at 414-432-1099. How long have you gone not washing your sheets? Or do you know someone like Kate here with the roommate? And Kate, thank you for doing the Lord's work and helping your friend so that it's a cleaner world, because that's just disgusting.
We need
and
more
that's
Kates
in your house.
Yeah, we need more Kates in this world.
We do. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Yeah, anybody beat that?
Gross.
Come on. How long
so
do you go?
So shocking.
And you can be anonymous when you text our Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099.
You are anonymous. It's not that you can be. You always are. You have to tell us your name. We just see a phone number. There's no caller ID or anything. I'd have to say I'd probably go. I mean, I know
Elizabeth?
I have my best friend, Andrea. She's always been so adamant that every week, she on Sundays, that's when she changes all the sheets and washes them. I'm probably 2 weeks, maybe three.
I think it's like 2 weeks in winter for us. A little bit more frequent in summer. Only because, you know, you get a little sweaty. Speaking of sweaty, my wife going through menopause, she always wakes up and sweats. And she's like, guess what I'm doing after work today? Changing the sheets. I'm like,
That's the absolute worst.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious, though, what should you do? Think about when you shower. Don't they say that you really should use your towel only once, maybe twice, no more than that? What is it with your sheets? How many?
That's true.
When should you change the sheets? And have you guys ever heard about airing out the bed? My sister Rachel was telling me about this, that you're not supposed to make your bed right away. Otherwise, it keeps all the moisture and heat in there, and that's not good for dust mites.
That's where things like to grow.
So you're supposed to pull the covers back. You even could turn the fan on and air things out. So if I'm airing them out, which I do that, and I know my husband does too.
It's fine then, right?
We could probably go 3 weeks and be okay.
Anybody else? How long do you go between washing your sheets? 414-432-1099. All right, how long do you go before you wash your sheets? You change them off that bed. Greg, is that what you're calling about?
Yeah.
What is it for you?
I just came out in my garage to have my cigarette, and I turned you guys on. I go a month.
You go a month?
Yeah.
Bro, and you're a smoker? Come on.
Yeah, I'm a smoker. I sleep in my long underwear.
Greg,
well, that kind of protects it then, if you got the long undies on.
I feel like I could smell you through the microphone, man. I could smell you through the phone.
So do you have it marked down on your calendar? Oh, it's the end of the month. I got to do some laundry here. Wash the sheets.
Yeah, that's the way it works for me.
But, Greg.
I sleep with a long underwear shirt on and long underwear bottom.
So everything's covered. You're good.
So the only thing I have to wash is my long underwear when I have to take a shower.
Wait a minute. Do you wash that more than once a month?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Greg, you know as a smoker that it's not known for being a habit that smells good. You know that.
Yes.
Right. So think about your hair. Think about your skin. Think about your hands. I mean, You've got to clean those sheets quicker than a month, man.
Oh no, a month.
Something out of sight, out of mind, right?
Well, put long underwear top on, then long underwear bottom on,
and then you're good.
And I, my wife sleeps just in her underwear, and I turn the electric blanket on so it's nice and warm at 7 o'clock at night. So we go to bed after 9 o'clock noon.
Yeah. Then you're good to go there, Greg.
Greg, what's your wife's name?
Diane.
Dorian?
Diane
wants those sheets to be clean.
Come on, do it one time. See if Diane notices.
The experts say you need to clean them every 2 weeks.
Well, she's a substitute teacher. She's teaching me. Maybe I'll surprise her.
Oh, that would be nice,
hey,
Greg. Yeah, see.
Surprise her, Greg.
You never know
she
what
might
could
like that.
You never know what could come out
because
of that surprise.
Nothing feels better than putting on a new pair of socks and sliding in to clean sheets.
Or a new set of long underwear that you sleep in, Greg. We'll take one more call on how long do you go in between washing those sheets on your bed.
Who could top Greg?
Magda, can you top Greg? He goes once a month.
But I cannot top Greg because I typically wash my sheets every 2 weeks. But I have this roommate who will wash her sheets every 2 weeks, but I've only just found out she's been only using fabric softener for the past couple years.
Just want to get a little good smell. No soap.
No soap?
No soap at all. She says apparently like the detergent smells weird or something, so she like consciously chooses to use fabric softener.
Can we buy new detergents?
Oh, or roommates. Buy her new sheets.
Come on.